Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4505.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I would like to explain about my father, who came from a village and he studied well and he's now in a good position. So I'd like to be like him and come up in life like him.
What do you aspire to be?
I aspire to be a biotechnologist working in an industry with a considerable amount of pay.
Describe the world you come from and how the world shaped who you are.
I come from a city and I studied there, and right from my schooling it was very good. I got the best school in the city, and my friends were good, and I used to be punctual like that, and so that's the reason I came here into US, because of that punctuality and the good education system which I had.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
What I think is that the person should have a good commitment to his work and also punctuality, because if that's there, then you can come up in life easily and others would respect you.
What quality do you like best in yourself and what do you like least?
Like, the best thing is that I like to care for others whom I like, and the least thing is that I like to sometimes stretch my hands and postpone some things. So,
what kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
My parents were very clean and obedient, so that's the thing I developed over the years, and I would like to pass on the same thing to my generation.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I'd like to spend like playing cards, chatting something, and teasing each other.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I just remember when I was a child, I received a good dress from my grandfather, and it was awesome, and everyone liked to take a photo of me because of the dress, and yeah, that's the good thing.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I liked playing cricket in my childhood. That was a good game. So,
what is your favorite book, and what types of books do you enjoy?
Favorite book is Harry Potter, almost mm-hmm. all, and I just enjoy that fiction kind of things. Yeah, it's good.
What was the last book you read, movie you saw, or sporting event that you attended?
The last book I read is Harry Potter, some edition, and the movie Slumdog Millionaire, and the sporting event, cricket, obviously.
What do you do for fun, and what are your hobbies?
Fun, I just see some comedy clips, be with friends, tease others, and my hobbies, listening to music, watching movies, and reading some books. Yeah.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I would like to interview Dr. Abdul Kalam, the scientist in India. And I would like to interview him how he could contribute to his country like this.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
Yeah, the first experience, I just completed my schooling and went to my college, and there the college was a bit strict, not as my school. It was just a reverse thing for me, and I was forced to adapt myself to that restrictions, rules and all. And at the end of the college, I have got something into it, because I could like to do things rightly, on time, and I have the fear of completing in time.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
I took a risk of, when I completed my college, I had two options, going for a job or doing the graduate studies. I took the risk of doing graduate studies, because everyone who was studying around me had a job, but I could just, I believe in myself that I can clear all those stuffs and go there, and it was good for me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd like to settle in my life as soon as possible, and my life has to move smoothly with my family.
Where would you like to be the most?
In my home country.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
My parents.
What is your approach to life?
live it happily and do not harm others, make others happy.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties, and how did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
Okay. The thing is that my parents left abroad and leaving me in my country. I have to go for college, so it was a bit difficult for me to be lonely and get adapted to myself. I mean, that's the first time I am out. I'm living without my family, so it was a bit difficult. But you know, I learned a lot things in that. I mean, how to be lonely. I mean, how to manage yourself. So that proved efficient for me.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
I remember in first year of my college, I got the first mark in the university, so they just gave me a prize, something like that, so it was good.
Or who is your favorite actor?
Kamal Haasan is an Indian actor.
What is your favorite dinner?
Dinner is barbecue.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I have done many things in my childhood, but I don't remember the exact crazy thing, but I remember that. I mean, I have done many things, tons of things.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
Brush my teeth.
What is something you wish you could do but you can't?
A leader in my country, but I couldn't do it because I am not in politics.
When did you first become interested in the field that you're studying right now?
My interest came in my school days till the high school days, so I think, yeah, I should do that. I mean, it was pretty interesting, so I just went to that field.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
Biotechnologist.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with work, family, travel, and so on?
Yeah, I'll be working in a good industry, and I'll be having family, children, and moving my life. That's it.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
I look for the one who is caring, who has good love, and then who adjusts to my situation, and who understands me, obviously.
What is the nicest thing you could do for a significant other?
I can make them feel happy all life, and yeah.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I would like to do something for humanity and also for money.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4505.